As I mentioned, and we'll read about it, Lord Chaitanya in the Gambira, he was in the mood of Radhabhav. So Radharani was feeling great separation from Krishna. And I have some note here. When Uddhava returned to Vrindavan, carrying a message from Mathura, from Krishna, when he met the gopis in Nandagram at Uddhava Pyari, he found that Radharani was lying on the ground. He was just lying there. And this had been quite a few years, actually, when Uddhava came. She was lying in the dust of Braj, and she was barely breathing. About to die in separation from Krishna. During his Antilila, Lord Chaitanya was feeling the same severe pangs of separation from Krishna while living in Puri. You can see the reference for this in Adilila, chapter 4, verse 108. It says that the feelings that Lord Chaitanya was experiencing was the same as what Uddhava saw when he met Radharani in Vrindavan, the same feelings Lord Chaitanya had. So Mahaprabhu was feeling the same condition of separation from Krishna as Radharani because he's in Radhabhav. In that mood, he was also always crying in the anxious pain of separation. Lord Chaitanya would often call out, Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, Krishna Kahan. Although Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, due to being absorbed in the bhava of Radharani, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is always crying for Krishna. In this small room which we saw behind here, Gambira, Mahaprabhu as Gaura always felt the same acute pangs of separation that Radharani felt. It's appropriate then that Radharani's most intimate sakis, Lalita and Vishakha, Lalita came here, she appeared in Gaura Lila as Swarup Damodar Goswami. In Krishna Lila she's a lady, in Gaura Lila she's a man, becomes a man. Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Vishakha becomes the Rai Ramananda. Well, actually, we'll visit Rai Ramananda's house. I think tomorrow, the day after, we're going to Alalanath. It's about 45 minutes from Puri. That's where Lord Chaitanya goes sometimes when he's feeling too much separation. Because when Jagannath is in seclusion, then there's no darshan. Radharani can't see Krishna for 2 weeks, so she goes crazy. But she runs away from Puri and goes to Lord Chaitanya. And Radhabhav runs away from Puri and goes to Lalanath. We'll go there also. And there's some amazing sights there. In the Gambira, he stayed here and he was uttering the same words that Radhika did in Braj when she was in separation from Krishna, feeling the same delirium as Radha. Gauranga Mahaprabhu could not sleep at night. Whatever Swarup Damodar or Rai Ramananda sang or related, because Radharani and Lord Chaitanya and Radhabhav was always crying all night, Krishna, Sham, Damodar, Madhav, Govinda, Damodar, Madhav. And then Lalita and Vishakha were side by side, like her confidants. They were trying to pacify her and placate Radharani or Gauranga. So they couldn't think what to do, so they were singing the love songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati, and also the poems of Bilva Mangala Thakur, and also Rasa Panchadai, Panchadya. Panchadya? Panchadya. The chapters from the Ras Lila, 10th canto, chapter 29 to 35, and other parts, Venugit, Ramragit. And this way, Mahaprabhu is getting some relief from that, from his pain of separation. The interest is, because we generally, we know about physical pains, backaches, back pains, stomach pains, head pains, and they come and go, and then we can sometimes get relief from those various physical or bodily pains by different medicines, pain relievers, right? Pain relievers, we have Tylenol 500. We have these pain relievers, but if one gets heart pain, it's very hard to take a pill to get rid of it. If your heart's in pain, then there's no pill to remove that pain. So Mahaprabhu is feeling great pain, intense heart pain. Heartburn. You say heartburn when your stomach is not working. You say, I have heartburn. Some acid comes up. Acid is actually, it burns hard because acid, too much acid in the stomach, it rises from the stomach, right, and it actually burns the diaphragm. And then the diaphragm is connected to the bottom of the heart. So then the heart feels some pain. Can even actually cause heart attack sometimes, too much acid in the stomach. Because it's hydrochloric acid. And stomach acid is hydrochloric acid, you know that? You clean your toilets with hydrochloric acid. That's the same acid that's in the stomach. So Lord Chaitanya was feeling heartburn. Intense heartburn. It's called Viraha Agni. Viraha Agni. Agni means fire and Viraha means separation. A heartburn of separation, the fire of separation from Krishna. So Lita Mishaka would try to pacify, and they weren't, and they, by reading these different scriptures. This is from Lalit Madhav. Purva yena vishakare radika puchila se shloka pari pralap parite lagila Ramanandera galadari karena pralapan sarupe puchena mani nijasakigan. Seidina haite prabhur aradasha hoila krishnaravichera dasha dviguna bodila. Mahaprabhu's emotional state changed markedly. His feelings of separation from Krishna doubled in intensity. Unmad pralap cheshta kare ratri dine radha bhava veshe viraha bhore anukshane. As his feelings of separation and the ecstasy of Radharani increased at every moment, Mahaprabhu's activities day and night were now wild, insane performances. Viraha, anukshan, achambite spure krishnera matura gaman, udgurna dosha hoila unmada lakshan. Suddenly there awoke within Mahaprabhu the scene of Krishna's departure to Mathura, and he began exhibiting the symptoms of ecstatic madness known as udgurna. Udgurna is the symptom of speaking crazy. Speaking like mad talks. Because Radharani is remembering that fateful day when Akura took Krishna out of Vrindavan. It's the fateful day when Radharani's heart was ripped from her chest cavity. Because Radharani's heart is the image of Krishna. And Krishna's heart is the image of Radha. So they are inseparable. This is the true definition of do atman ek. Ekatma doi deha, or do deha. Do deha ekatma. So they are, that Radha and Krishna are that. So when Krishna left Vrindavan, it was as if her atma had left. So no atma means no life. Your atma leaves your body, what happens? Hari bol. Katam hogya. Bye bye, Varsha. Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman. Holding Ramananda Roy by the neck. So when, you know, he's just holding, so Radharani's holding Vishakha by the neck, wrapped around the neck. And he questions Srup Damodar, thinking him to be his gopi friend. Exactly as Radharani previously, 4,500 years ago, had inquired from her friend Vishakha, Mahaprabhu was reciting that same verse. Reciting that, he began speaking like a madman. Kwa ananda kula chandrama, kwa shiki chandra kalankriti, kwa mandra murali rava, kwa nu surrender nila dhyuti, kwa rasa rasa tandavi, kwa saki jiva raksho sadir, nidir mama surittamaha, kwa bata hantaha digvidim, hantaha digvidim. Hantaha digvidim means to hell with the directions. To hell with the creator. Vidi means the creator. The one who makes rules, another name for Brahma is Vidi. So this is a translation. My dear friend, O Saki, Qua, where is my Krishna? Who is like a moon rising from the ocean of Maharaj Nanda's dynasty. Where is Krishna, his head bedecked with a peacock feather? Where is he? Where is Krishna, whose flute produces a deep sound? Where is Krishna, whose bodily luster is like the luster of a blue sapphire? Where is Krishna, so expert in rasa dancing? Where is he who can save my life? Tell me where to find Krishna, the Nidhi, Mama Nidhi, the treasure of my heart, the treasure of my life, and the best of my friends. Surit Tamaha. Like Tamaha means topmost. Like Uttam. Tamaha means topmost. Surit Tamaha. My topmost friend. Feeling separation from him. Ha Hanta. I condemn Providence, the shaper of my destiny. So then, these are the Rajendra Kula Dukta Sindhu Krishna Tahai Purna Indu Janmi Kaila Jagat Ujora Kantyamrita Jeva Piye Nirantara Piya Jiye Braja Janer Nayan Chakora. The family of Maharaj Nanda is like an ocean of milk, and Krishna has risen like the full moon to illuminate the entire universe. The eyes of the Brijvasis are like Chakora birds that always drink the nectar of Krishna's bodily luster, and thus they keep their peace of mind. Saki Hey Kota Krishna Karaha Darashan Shaneke Yahara Mukha Nadekile Fate Bukha Shigra Dekhaha Narahi Jivan. O Saki, where is Krishna? Kindly show him to me. My heart breaks at not seeing his face for even a moment. Kindly show Krishna to me immediately, otherwise I cannot live. He Brajera Ramani Kamarka Tapta Kumudini Nijakaramrita Diyadan Prapulita Koreje Kahan Mora Chandra Sei Dekaha Saki Raka Mora Pran Dekaha Saki Raka Mora Pran. The Sakis of Braj are like lilies growing in the hot sun of lusty desires, but moon-like Krishna makes them all jubilant by bestowing upon him the nectar of his hands. O Saki, where is my moon now? Save my life by showing him to me. Kahan se chudara tam, shiki puchera udan, navamege jena indra danu, pitambara tadit yuti, muktamala bakkapanti, navam buddha jini shamatanu. Navam Buddha Jini Shamatanu. O Saki, where is that beautiful crown with a peacock feather upon it, like a rainbow upon a new cloud? Where are those yellow garments shining like lightning? Tadit, duty. Where is that necklace of pearls that resembles a flock of ducks flying in the sky? Bluish-black body of Krishna triumphs over the new rain cloud. Navambuddha. Ambuddha means rain cloud. Nava means new. Ekbara jara nayan lage saratara vidoy jage Krishna tano jena amar ata narimane pashe hoya jatne nahi bhairaya tano nahi seya kulera kanta. If a person's eyes even once capture that beautiful body of Krishna, it remains always prominent within his heart. Krishna's body resembles the sap of a mango tree, which is black. For when it enters the minds of women, it will not come out despite great endeavor. Thus, Krishna's extraordinary body is like a thorn of the Seya berry tree. Jiniyata maladyuti indranila samakanti sekanti te jagatmatai shingara rasa sarachani tate chandra jyotsnasani janiviri niramilatai janiviri niramilatai. Krishna's bodily luster is like a blue sapphire which surpasses the luster of the bark of the tamal tree. The glow of his body drives the entire world mad, because Providence has made it transparent by ref- refining the essence of the mellow of conjugal love and mixing it with moonshine. Jyotsna Sani, Shringara Ras Sara, the essence of Shringara Ras has been mixed with moonshine. Chandrakanti, right? Jyotsna. Jyotsna means the moon. Kahanse Murali Dwani, Navabara Gharajita Jini, Jagat Akarshe Shravane Jahar, Uttidaya Brajajan, Trishita Chatakagan, Chatakagan, Asipiye Kantya Mritadhar, Asipiye Kantya Mritadhar. The deep vibration of Krishna's flute surpasses the thundering of new clouds and attracts the ears of the entire world. The Brijvasis rise and run after that sound, drinking the showering nectar of Krishna's bodily luster like thirsty Chataka birds. So this is all the ravings of Radharani. It goes on and on. But she's raving and we're sleeping. Are vidi tui bhara iti nitur anyonya durlabjan prema kana samilan akritartan kene karish dura. Oh, cruel providence, you are very unkind, for you bring people together in love who are rarely in touch with each other. Then after you have made them meet, but before they are fulfilled, you again spread them far apart. Hare vidi akarun tekana krishnana tekana krishnana netra man lobhaila mor krishneke karite pan kori nila anyastan papa koili datta apahar. O providence, you are so unkind. You show me the beautiful face of Krishna, and you make my mind and eyes very greedy. But after they drink that nectar for one moment, you whisk away Krishna to another place. This is a great sin, because you have take away what you have given in charity. It's a great sin, of course. If you give something in charity, then you say, oh, by the way, please give that back to me. I changed my mind. It's very sinful. So this is the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the last volume. These are the last chapters which are describing the concluding pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya, he took sannyas and he lived in Puri off and on for 24 years. Actually, for 6 years he traveled. For 6 years he traveled all over India, and in the remaining 18 years he stayed here in Puri. And his regular routine was to meet all the devotees every day coming from Bengal and dance with them and temple and take darshan. Then evening would come here. And that went on for 12 years. 12 and 6 is 18. Then the last 6 years, he wouldn't meet anyone. He was basically in seclusion. They would all come. They would come. He would meet very briefly in the daytime. But he was very solemn, very sober, very quiet. And he was absorbed in his own internal ecstasies of separation, deeply absorbed in relishing this Madanakya Mahabhav of Radharani. So here we get some sample of those, that unmad, that udgurna, those mad talks that he was having. And one night, in this madness of separation, in the last 6 years of his life, from the age of 42 to 48, because he left this world at the age of 48, he stayed 24 years roughly in Puri and 24 years in Mayapur, Navadvip. In those last years, he was really going crazy, you'll see. And then he was, he got out of the rooms and everyone came in the middle of the night, they went searching for him and they couldn't find him. But they found him by the Singhadwara called the Lion Gate. And that's the door that you go in every time you go to Jagannath Temple. That's called Singhadwara. Flanking the entranceway are two stone lions there. I think you've noticed them. There are numerous pastimes for Lord Chaitanya in Radhabhav, searching for Krishna. And this intense mood of separation was leaving this room and going wandering all around different places, sometimes to the ocean, sometimes to the gate of the temple. Because he knew that Krishna's there. So he wanted, Jagannath is Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna. So he wanted to go there and meet him. There are several entries to describe that Chaitanya Charitamrita. One here is the this describes when he became. Maybe you've heard of this form. You ever hear the name Korma Chaitanya?
Korma? Yes.
Sometimes people have the name Korma Chaitanya. One Pujari in Mayapur has the name Korma Chaitanya. Korma means the turtle, Kachua. Yes. Because I group the pastimes wherever they happen. So these pastimes, although they started here, he left this place and he was running out in the middle of the night, like 1 o'clock at night, especially when rasa dances go on. Because Lord Chaitanya, we have something called biorhythm. Biorhythm are the rhythms of our body. There's daily rhythms, there's monthly rhythms. Men and women, of course, women are monthly rhythm is more pronounced, but even there's daily bio clock, it's called. Certain times of the day you feel tired. Like sometimes, many people, they feel tired. Of course, in the night, everyone feels tired. Certain people feel tired in the afternoon between 2 and 3, 2 and 4. You know, everything's going fine. All of a sudden, 2 o'clock, it's almost like Bermuda Triangle. And then they have to take rest, but their duty doesn't allow them to, because their job or whatever. But different people, it's very common. 2 to 4, oftentimes. Especially in summer times, it becomes more pronounced. So these are rhythms and times of day where you have to adjust your schedule, if you can. If you can't, then your health actually suffers. Should lie down at that time. So Lord Chaitanya, his bio clock, his clock was adjusted to Astakali Lila. He was in Radhabhav, so he's always absorbed, where is Krishna right now and what is he doing? He's always asking these two questions. Where is Krishna right now and what is he doing? So when it was 1 o'clock, or 12:30 or 1 o'clock at night, that's Rasa Lila time. So he would think, oh, now it's time for Rasa. And what am I doing? I'm supposed to be dancing with Krishna. And now I'm locked in this little room in Gambira. And my Krishna is over there in Jagannath Mandir. So I have to go run for the Rasa dance. Abhisar, it's called Abhisar, love journey. So Lord Chaitanya would break out of these rooms, even though they're locked, because he kept doing this. And the devotees kept losing him, so they locked him in his room. Latched the kunda, and they put 3 kundas and 3 locks, and still sometimes he would get out and they would find him somewhere. He's like the original Houdini. He could break all the locks and escape. So this particular time, in great ecstasy, Chaitanya escaped his locked room at Gambira, and he went to the cow shed on the southern side of the Lion Gate. You remember we went, who did Prikma with me yesterday? Of the temple.
Maharaj. Right below the kitchen.
Yeah. So all the old rice that doesn't sell, they throw it over the wall. And that area, at that time there was a little goshala there, so it's like bed and breakfast for the cows. They had the goshala, they would sleep there and then come out, and next door that's where all the prasad would fall, so it was quite convenient for them. So Lord Chaitanya went, because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Radha is a gopi, and Krishna is a gopa, Gwal and gopi. So naturally, Krishna and Radha are automatically attracted to the cows. They want to be with the cows. So he ran, and he tried to get in the front door of the temple. He couldn't get in there, and then he ran around. Like if you want to get in someone's house, you go to the front door. Oh, I can't get in. If you're desperate, maybe the husband or wife, oh, the front door is like, hey, open up, hey, what's going on? Then you run around the side door, hey, open up, or the back door, open up. So he went to the front door, and he couldn't get in. It was a huge gate, and it all bolted. So he was running around. I have to get in there. I'm Radharani. My Krishna's here. I have to go. It's time for the Rasa dance. I'm late. Come on. It's going to start. Come on. So he went to the side door, and then the side door was the southern side, and the cows were there. He went to a cow shed on the southern side of the Lion Gate and fell unconscious among the cows. So Radharani fell asleep in the goshala. His arms and legs entered his trunk of his body exactly like a turtle. This is called Mahabhav Prakash. Mahabhav or Mahabhav Vigraha or Mahabhav Murti or Mahabhav Prakash. Prakash means he manifested this due to his intense unmad. It's called Madanakya Mahabhav. Madanakya. Intense unmad. Intense madness and separation. His body became totally distorted, what we would say. Distorted, contorted, deformed. And so when Radharani enters into Mahabhav and shows Mahabhav Prakash, that's Gauranga's Korma form, Korma Chaitanya. And when Krishna enters Mahabhav Prakash, in separation from Radharani, that's called Jagannath. And Jagannath's arms go in. This is explained by the Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas. This is how we see it. Not like that Ajari was telling in Toda Gopinath that Jagannath is an Aishwarya Bhav and it's mood of Dwarka, and this temple represents the palace and all that. So we have a different idea. We say the temple represents Kurukshetra. This temple represents Kurukshetra, and Rajendranandan and Shamasundara is there. And when he gets on the chariot, all the gopis are pulling. Like in Kurukshetra, they want to pull the chariot and take him to Vrindavan. So Gundicha is Sundarachala. Is Neelachala and Sundarachala. Neelachala is Krishna. He's blue. Sundarachala is Radharani. She's Sundar. She's beautiful. And also means also a Vagicha. Gundicha is the name of Indradyumna's queen. So that garden palace, the garden was named after her. And that's where Jagannath goes to Gundicha Mandir, which is the Gundicha Bagicha. The garden of Queen Gundicha. Gundicha. So we say that garden represents Vrindavan. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So Lord's body resembled a large golden pumpkin. Externally, he was completely inert, but within himself, he was experiencing overwhelming transcendental bliss. All the cows were sniffing the Lord's body, transcendental body. When the devotees arrived, they tried to check the cows, but they refused to give up their association with Lord Chaitanya. Just like when Brahma Vimohan Leela, when Lord Brahma stole all the calves when Krishna was 5 years old, because when he was six, it was Gopastami, he received the privilege to take out the cows. But before that, when he was five, he was taking out the calves. They're called Vatsa. Vatsa. Gai and Vatsa. Vatsa means baby cow, calf. Vatsa. So, because he's little and they were little. So when you're little, you can handle a little calf, but a little boy, it's hard to handle a frisky cow. So all the coward boys would take out the calves, and then one day Brahma wanted to play a trick, so he kidnapped. This is like this terrorism stuff. 5,000 years ago, he kidnapped managing director. Managing director of Tata Industries was kidnapped by the dacoit and held for ransom. Brahma kidnapped all the 5-year-old boys, like all the Keshavs and Radhas. All the boys, he kidnapped all the boys and all the calves, and stuffed them in a cave in Kamyavan. Right? We also visited Vyoma's cave. There's also a cave, he stuck them in there over there somewhere. So that was for one moment of Brahma's time, but it was 1 year of Krishna's time. But during that 1 year, when all the calves and boys were locked in this cave, Krishna expanded himself to all the boys and all the calves. And then he continued playing with them, but they were all his expansions. But they looked just like each coward boy. And then when those calves were coming to the barn, the mothers were so... They usually licked their babies, but when these calves, because these calves were Krishna, and then the mothers were so... They were just licking them so much they wanted to swallow them. That's you see, they go, oh, wow. They wanted to swallow because they were so much attracted. They couldn't let go. They couldn't forget these calves because these calves were Krishna. And they whether they knew it or not. So here, Lord Chaitanya's come in Radhabhav, who's in Radharani's mood. Now all the cows keep licking him. They can't let him go. So all the devotees are trying to check the cows, but they would not give up. Unable to wake up the Lord, the devotees carried him back home. They carried him. They carried him from Jagannath Mandir. They carried his 7-foot-long body, unconscious body. But what kind of body was it? What kind of body was it? They carried the body or they carried the pumpkin?
Golden pumpkin.
They carried the golden pumpkin. It was easier to carry. It's easier to carry a pumpkin than a 7-foot-long body. So he carried his golden pumpkin and brought the pumpkin back to the Gambira. He eventually regained consciousness and his arms and his legs came out of his body. And his body returned to normal. Then Lord Chaitanya told everyone, oh, in my sporti, in my meditation, my Leela Pravesh, Leela Sporti, I was seeing Krishna and the gopis enjoying all kinds of pastimes like laughing and joking in ecstasy. Chaitanya then recited beautiful verses about the 4 transcendental sounds produced by Krishna that attract everyone. The 4 sounds, Krishna produces 4 sounds which attract everyone. The sound of his bansuri, his flute. The sound of his voice. and he sings Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Da, and the sound of his words is different. One is his singing and one is his speaking words. So it's the flute, his bansuri, his vacham, or let's say his kavya, or Geet. His bansuri, his Geet, and his words are vacham. Vakya. Different ideas. So that's three. Then the fourth one is the combination of his ankle belts and his bangles. He wore bangles also. So these four sounds would, Lord Chaitanya was absorbed in Radharani, as Radharani was absorbed in hearing these the tinkling and the jingling and the beautiful flute sound. And this is Anchya 17, 11 through 48. When he regained consciousness, his arms and legs came out of his body and his whole body returned to normal. He stood up and sat down. Looking here and there, he said, "Where have you brought me?" After hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, I went to Vrindavan. I saw Nanda Nandan playing his flute in the pastures. He brought Radharani to a bower by signaling with his flute. Then he entered that bower, the kunja, Krishna Krida Karibadi, and he performed pastimes there. So here, in this particular jaya is one of the five types of sakis. They're also called pran sakhi or nitya sakhi. And they assist the Parama Precious Sakis or the Priyanarma Sakis like Lalita Vishak and others. And especially they serve Radharani. So here, this is Lord Chaitanya and Radha Bhav. So it's Krishna experiencing the mood of Radha. So it's Radha. But now he's describing, I saw Krishna and I saw Radha and I saw the gopis. He didn't say, I saw Krishna. He didn't say, oh, I was dreaming that Krishna and I were doing this and Krishna and I were doing that. This is Radharani speaking. So now Radharani speaking, but in the mood of a manjari. Means as a gopi or sakhi who assists or serves Radha and Krishna. It's like brushing their hair, carrying messages, and taking Radharani's side, arranging for meetings, so many things. So he's saying Krishna took Radharani to a kunja and they enjoyed pastimes. I was watching. So I means what? I means I in the mood of an assistant, a maidservant, a handmaiden. I entered the bower just behind Krishna, because when Radha and Krishna go in the kunja, sakis can't go, because they're rivals, in one sense. Although they're supporters, they also have vilas with Krishna, so then Radharani will feel embarrassed or shy to be sitting in the kunja with Krishna, with Lalita there, because she also sits in the kunja, goes in the kunja with Krishna. But Rupa Mandri, Rati Mandri, other Mandris, they don't have any independent relationship with Krishna, moreover they're younger. So they're like the confidential, intimate maidservants. So if they come in there, she says, oh, it's my little sisters, it's okay. She doesn't feel. I entered right behind Krishna, my ears captivated by the sound of his ornaments. I saw Krishna and the gopis enjoying all kinds of pastimes, like laughing, gopigan, sahabihar, hasa parihasa, kanta dwani ukti shuni mora, karna ulas. They were joking together, hearing their vocal expressions enhanced the joy of my ears. Then all of you made a tumultuous sound and brought me here back by force. Because you brought me here, I could no longer hear the nectar voices of Krishna and the gopis, or hear the sounds of their ornaments or flute. So that's why I said there are four sounds, right? I summarize this in English in my book. So what were the four sounds that Krishna, that Radharani, or this Mandri and or Radharani was relishing?
The sound of the bansuri.
The sound of the bansuri.
The sound of the
singing.
Words.
Combination of ankle bells and bangles.
Combination of ankles, bells, and bangles. So I was in great ecstasy. Bhava Vesh Sarupe Kahena Gadgaravani Karna Trishnaya More Pada Rasayana Shuni. Rasayana. This means a health tonic, that which gives life to a dead man, Rasayana. Mahaprabhu said to Srup Damodar, Radharani said to Lita in a faltering voice, My ears are dying of thirst. Karna Trishnaya. Trishna means thirst. Please recite something to quench this thirst. Please let me hear it. And then, as we heard, Srup Damodar Rai Ramananda would read something from Chandidas or 10th Canto of Bhagavatam to pacify Lord Chaitanya. The last 12 years, I was saying six, but actually the last 12 years that Lord Chaitanya stayed in Jagannath Puri, he did not talk to anyone but four people. These are considered the most intimate devotees of the Lord. Of course, the general way it's described in the book is that Lord Chaitanya had three and a half most intimate devotees. One was Sarup Damodar, one was Rai Ramananda, that's Lalita and Vishakha. The other was Shiki Mahiti, and Shiki Mahiti's sister, Madhavi Mahiti. Well, she's counted as half, for some reason. But, which is not much appreciated. So I said he didn't speak to anyone but four intimate devotees. Madhavi, Shiki Mahiti, and he's feeling intensely deep separation from Krishna. He would not leave the Gambira. He was only weeping day and night. Where is Krishna? These four devotees would help Lord Chaitanya dive deeper in the ocean of his moods of separation by reciting different shlokas. He displayed unheard of ecstasies only in Jagannath Puri. Because we read in Shastras, you can read in Natya Shastra, Bharat Muni Natya Shastra, which describes the science of rasa and dance. You know, Natya means dancing, and Natya Shastra. It's all about drama. So in rasa, in drama, there's so much rasa and so much bhav and rasa, and people relish in different rasas. You know, happiness and sadness and all these, jubilation and fear and wonder and astonishment and anger. There's different rasas. Adbhuta ras, hasya ras, vibhatsa ras. Ghastliness is vibhatsa ras, or chamatkara. Adbhuta ras is amazement. You see something amazing. You know, when you see something, that's adbhuta ras, or you're crying, and it's called karuna ras. Karuna ras is compassion or sympathy, empathy. Karuna ras. So these are all elements of theater, elements of drama. So a good movie has different rasas in it, right? The hero and heroine are laughing, and then the next thing, then the hero gets run over or whatever, and then she's crying, and or the hero runs off with another heroine, and you know, all this. So that makes a good movie. Movie or dance or theater or drama is a mixture of all these rasas. So in that Rasa Shastra, they describe so many types of ecstatic experiences that register, called sattvic vikar or sattvic bhav. There's eight of them. And one is crying, hair standing on end. Your hair stands on end when you're feeling something, or your bodily hairs may stand on end, on your back or anywhere, arms. If you see something fearful, you immediately feel some kind of thing in your scalp. You feel something in your scalp. If you see a cobra, all of a sudden you feel like the scalp gets tight. Actually, your hairs are like, that's what means hair standing an end. That's part of it. That your hair actually gets a little bit ding like this. You know, oh, cobra. And you feel like, you know, then you get like, oh, then you go, you know, Hare Krishna. Try to calm down. For instance, there's a tingling of, that's due to fear. It's called Baya Ras. It's also one of the seven secondary rasas, Gona rasas, Baya. Fear. So then when you see something, you experience the ras, and the ras expresses itself by different bodily transformations. Hair standing in, tears, ashru, and trembling. You tremble, and you really, trembling, and then your voice chokes up. Trembling, choking voice. So there's eight of them. Ashta means eight. There's eight different symptoms. But Bharat Muni, or anyone, or Indra, or anyone who taught dance, or any of these, you'll never find any of those type of transformations that you find here in Jagannath Puri with Krishna experiencing Radha's Bhav in the form of Lord Chaitanya. There's nowhere written that when someone's experiencing ecstasy, that they become a pumpkin. It's called Mahabhav Prakash. In rasa, there's certain bhavas. You experience certain bhavas or feelings of love or emotion or mellow or loving sentiments. But you don't. It's not to that extent where you become totally crazy. So Lord Chaitanya, he exhibits so many different forms. This Kurma Chaitanya Rupam, Kurma Chaitanya, this Mahabhav Prakash Rupam, is only one. It becomes a pumpkin. There's other ones where his teeth were chattering so much it was like a machine gun, uncontrollable chatter. His teeth went. Another time, blood was oozing from his pores. You know, blood, just oozing from his pores, blood running down his body. And sometimes the hairs on his body were standing like the thorns on a simulia tree, which we don't know what that is, but let's say thorns on a babul tree. The hair on his body was standing and became as stiff, was standing as straight and became as stiff as thorns. One thing is the hair, your own hair stands on end. That's also there. It's called romancha. Hair standing on end. But not to that extent, like a thorn on a tree. Like brittle type. You just break it off. That's one thing. And then and sometimes when he was, like there's ashru, prem ashru, or bhav ashru, and bhav, some tears may fall from the eyes. The tears are falling so much from Radharani's eyes or Mahaprabhu's eyes, they're rushing like streams and they're shooting out like a pitchkari, like a syringe. So when he's dancing at Rath Yatra, he's feeling so much separation. Oh, Vrijendranandan, come to Vrindavan, come, come. And then the tears were shooting out like a pitchkari, you know, a holy time. They were going out like 6-8 feet, shooting out of his eyes, like jet streams. So that's such an exaggerated form of ecstasy, and people are getting bathed by his tears. To be so fortunate to be bathed by the tears of Lord Chaitanya, that we could only pray for in 1,000 lifetimes. Dancing in Rath Yatra near Lord Chaitanya, and then oh. And other times, his body, he would be in ecstasy, and he would fall unconscious. So, falling unconscious is also one of the astasattvic bhavs. It's called pralaya. Pralaya also means destruction, but in this case it means destruction of your normal motory functions. In other words, you go unconscious, so it's called pralaya. Lying. So they found him in the condition of pralaya, which is an astasattvic bhav, which people of this world can also experience. If all these rasas clash together like waves, sometimes the waves go this way. Sometimes the waves coming in are crashing, and then when you have different kinds of tides, the waves are also coming out. You might see sometimes when there's heavy waves, the big wave, the beach depends on the shape of the beach. The waves break and they go up like this, and then if the beach is shaped like this and they come back down, then the waves are going back to the ocean due to gravity, the force of gravity. Then the oncoming waves, it's called bhava shabalya. In technical terms, it's called bhava shabalya. It's the confliction of when emotions conflict together. The waves go this way, Radhi Radhi. And the waves come that way. When they conflict, they go boom, and then they go this way. Usually wave goes like this. This wave is going forward and this wave is going backwards. So when they come together, because they're water, if they're solid objects, they just melt, they crash together. The Tata truck and the Maruti van. They go down the highway like this, two solid objects going opposite directions. When they hit, then smusho, smash the smithereens. They don't go like this. Well, of course, they may go a little like that also. You sometimes see cars that go like this. Oh, the wave goes like this and like that, so they go, psh. So this confliction of conflicting emotions. So Lord Chaitanya, he was feeling pralaya, so he went unconscious. That's what happens. That's the cause of falling unconscious. If you're seeing a drama, and you're so absorbed in the drama, and there's so many rasas and bhavas are moving in your heart, that the hero does this and the heroine does that. Oh, how's it possible? Why is he doing that? You actually fall unconscious, but that's very rare. That's intense absorption, and sometimes it happens. It happened once 5,000 years ago in Dwarka. You know the story? You don't know the story? Oh, your life is worthless. You know the story? You know the story? No, you don't know the story. Otherwise, you can tell it. You know the story? Go, keep going. Keep going. Now tell the story. No, your order to say it.
Once when Krishna was kind of teasing the devi that how come you married me? I was just a cowherd boy, and you're like such from such a big family, and
you're a kshatriya, you're a princess. I'm a gopa. I'm a vaishya.
So why did you marry me? I mean, you deserve someone better. You should have married Shishupal. Why did you marry me? So
he was a king. You're a queen. He's a king. You should have married him.
So out of thing, because she was hearing all these things from Krishna, she fainted.
What? Such tape that really fast.
She felt that Krishna is saying all this because he'll leave me and go. So out of fear of...
No, he wants me to go.
He'll stay, I'll go.
Yeah.
He won't leave his palace, she'll go to a new palace. He's saying all these things that he doesn't care for me, he wants me to leave.
So out of fear of separation, she...
So there was the Bhava Shabalya, all the emotions were clashing together, and she couldn't deal with it. She couldn't cope with it. It was too much. So she was fanning him with the chamara at the time. Right? She was fanning, Rukmini was fanning Dwarkadish with the chamara, and he was saying all these teasing, taunting words. And she couldn't deal with it. She's like, what? What? What are you saying? What? What? And she dropped the chamara on the ground, and then she fell down on the ground, and it's described, she fell in such a way she collapsed on the ground, just like a tornado, like a tornado ripping up a banana tree. And I don't know if you've ever seen, I directly had the experience this. I was staying in Mayapur in Padasevana's house, my one friend of mine. And in the ISKCON premises over by the Goshala. And one of these, called Baishaki. They called Baishaki. It's like a typhoon. Bengali typhoon. Baishaki. You ever heard of it? A twister. Yeah, like a twister. And it was coming off the Ganga. They often come off the Ganga. And the wind was howling. And I was looking out the window, and all the banana trees were standing there in the wind. They were going this way, that way. And all of a sudden the wind hit it, and the banana tree spun like this, and it broke right off its bottom, you know, the axis or whatever, and just collapsed on the ground. So the whole thing just cut, decimated, like a guillotine, boom, just fell on the ground. So it says that she fell on the ground like a banana tree knocked off by the whirlwind. So this is an example of pralaya. One example of pralaya in the ras. So this is live ras. It's not a drama. It's Krishna's lila drama. So she collapsed. So now Lord Chaitanya has collapsed sometimes in ecstasy. So that's normal. But when everyone came to find him, when they came to see him, he was lying there in this ecstasy, this pralaya of ecstasy of septic bhav, absorbed in Krishna's lila, seeing Krishna in a rasa dance or whatever. But when they found him, they found his body, all his joints were extended 10 inches. His hand was here, and it was like a stretch limousine. You know a stretch limousine?
Yeah.
They take a Lincoln Continental, then they cut it in half. It's a car from America. It's a Ford car. It's a big car anyway. They cut it, or a Mercedes. It's called Stretch Limousine or Stretch Mercedes. They get a 450 SEL, you know, sedan, you know, four-door Mercedes. They cut it in half. They actually cut it with a acetylene torch. And then they insert in the middle 5 feet of car. They drop 5 feet. So now the car becomes 5 or 6 feet. It becomes a stretch limousine. It's stretched out. Lord Chaitanya, although he was 7 feet tall, when he would display this intense pralaya, which has never been described anywhere in any Rasa Shastra, any Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra, anywhere, he would become a golden stretch limo. You know, he was 7 feet tall, then he would become like 11 feet tall. Because all the skin on his joints would go like 10 inches, so his arm would be here, then it would be 8 more inches, and his hand would be out here. And his fingers, his neck was 10 inches, and his arms... If you can imagine, his hand is just hanging, and there's 10 inches between the wrist. There's 10 inches of skin everywhere. His knees, there's 10 inches. His ankles, there's 10 inches. The 10 inches, and 10 inches, and 10 inches, and 10 inches. Again, like 3-4 feet. And the voice came, "Ha! What's this?" So it was unbelievable, unseen, unheard of, ecstatic symptoms displayed here in Jagannath Puri, start from this room, Gambira. That's why it's called Gambira. Very deep. Ecstasies, very deep leelas, very deep meaning, very confidential. She's hungry and tired, all wrapped up together. Oh, well, that's good. These are Krishna's names, and Brinda's the name for Radharani. Her name is also Brinda, and her Sakhi, Brinda Devi, is her Sakhi. So you're, hey Brinda, hey Krishna, hey Radha, hey Chaitanya. So all they do is Krishna, hey, Radha, Radha, hey Radha, hey Krishna. But if you name your children Dinky, I mean, no offense. But if you name your children Dinky and Rocky and Pinky and Gulu, what was that name we heard last night? Gulu?
Gulu.
Yeah, we were going down the rickshaw and some lady came out of her house and said, Gulu, Gulu. So if you name Gulu and Bibi and Boo Boo, this is not Nam Sankirtan, it's not Prem Nam, it's some kind of Prakriti Nam, Prakrit Nam. It's material name, it's not aprakrita. It's not aprakrita or alokik. It's lokik, not alokik. It's not out of this world, it's of this world. So names of this world, they keep you in this world, but names of that world take you to that world. His Naam Sankirtan. So these kids are so fortunate, so much bhagya. Mukta. Mukta is also a spiritual name. And Manish is also like, but this is called, it's called Gonanam. It's indirect. It's not Premnam. Gonanam, because these are names that are indirectly related to God, you have to trace it out. Mukta, and liberation, unless you mean pearl. And, you know, so these are indirect. But so that's why Premnam is direct. Direct names which describe Krishna and his associates, and they're full of Leela. They're full of Braj Leela. So that's why it gives you the topmost Prem, because it's a, Braj is the topmost place, and Krishna is the topmost form of Godhead. Higher than Vishnu, higher than Ram, higher than the Sringa, it's Krishna. So Krishna's other name is Chaitanya, and Krishna's other name is Keshav. And Radharani, there's Radha, I mean, direct, 100%. Then Radha's other name is Brinda. And then who else we got over? That's it. That's the gang. So they're all in Braj. All the kids are in Braj Leela chanting Prem Nam. So now we'll talk about Govinda's massage. Govinda, it's an interesting story. Govinda was a disciple of Ishwar Puri. So therefore he was a godbrother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But generally godbrothers never take service from each other. Because they want, we're all, our mood is always to render service, not to take service. His guru, Ishwar Puri, said, you should go serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're a very good devotee, you should go to Puri to serve him. So when he came here, Govinda came here, then Lord Chaitanya said, how can I take service from you? You're my godbrother, I should serve you. Even though he's God, this is his humility. How can I serve you? He said, no, but it's the order of our Guru Maharaj. Okay. If it's Guruji's order, then I must submit. Well, you have to have to submit. Even though there was no way he wanted to take service. So Govinda became his servant. He would arrange for prasadam, and he would, after Lord Chaitanya ate, then we'll read it here. After prasadam, Lord Chaitanya would lay down to rest, and he would occupy the entire doorway of the Gambira. Everyone saw the doorway? That 5-foot door. So he would just lie there across the doorway on the floor. This is God. And we're so demanding. Oh, what is this guest house that Swamiji has put us in? This is no star, falling star standard. There's one star, two star, and falling star. This guest house is like no standard. And Swamiji's put us here. Well, Lord Chaitanya is God who could be more than his Vaikunthanath. He has a solid crystal bed with silk canopy bed and every kind of thing you can imagine. And but he's sleeping, he's lying, just he takes prasadam and he just lies down on the floor, on the door. Now every day, Govinda would regularly massage Chaitanya's legs after prasadam. When he came, he found the door was blocked by the Lord and he couldn't get inside. That same door that we paid obeisances to. Lord Chaitanya was lying there in that doorway. He couldn't get in the door. Govinda was coming from outside and Lord Chaitanya was lying across like this and the legs were inside the room. And his duty is to massage the legs. He's lying across like this. So he says, excuse me, my Lord, Prabhu, will you please move slightly so I can enter and perform my service? When Lord Chaitanya would not respond because he was in some ecstasy, then Govinda put a chadar over the Lord. He stepped over his body and he massaged his legs. He did his daily service, which he was ordered to do, requested to do as his servant. And he gave malish to Lord Chaitanya's legs for 45 minutes. After 45 minutes, Lord Chaitanya woke up. And he asked Lord Chaitanya asked Govinda, why haven't you gone to take your prasadam? Because usually you massage Lord Chaitanya's leg, Lord Chaitanya would fall asleep, and then Govinda would go take the remnants of, or he would go take Jana's mother prasadam. He said, what are you doing? You're sitting here, it's late. Why haven't you taken prasadam? He said, listen, my Lord, my duty is to serve you. So I would not mind committing hundreds of thousands of offenses for the service of the Lord, but I greatly fear committing even a glimpse of an offense for my own self. Because this is quite a summary, but I just put that point in because I want to make this philosophical point, which is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because there's some dialogue where Chaitanya said, well, how did you're over here on this side of the room, and I'm blocking the door, so how did you get here to massage me? So then he said, I put a chadar over you and I stepped over you. So stepping over the Lord, or stepping over someone, or on someone's shadow, is a great aparad. It's an offense. So Lord Chaitanya said, well, you stepped across me to come in this room to massage my legs, so why didn't you step across me to go eat lunch? And then he gave this quote. He said, I don't mind going to hell. I had service to you. I had to serve you. This is my service. So that's what he said. He said, I don't mind committing thousands of offenses for the service of my Lord, but I greatly fear committing even a glimpse of an offense for my own self. So apparently it looks like an offense that he stepped over the Lord, but he was doing his service. So he put a chudder over the Lord, so he wouldn't be touching the Lord, or any dust from his feet. No dust from his feet would fall on the Lord's body, which would be a further offense. So the chudder would catch that. So he stepped over the Lord, then he did his service. But now he's hungry. It's his time for prasadam. But in order to get prasadam, he has to leave the room and go get prasadam. But he wouldn't do that. So he made an offense. In one way, he made an offense to do the Lord's service, although it's a minor offense. But he didn't want to make an offense for his own pleasure, his own service. So this is one pastime happening here. Then there's another. This is called the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. There was one devotee, Shankar Pandit. Well, actually, what happened was that there's another. Well, let's read this. Actually, it's a sequence here in terms of time. So I'll read the. This is called the Great Escape. Govinda lay down in front of the door to the Gambira, which you saw. While Lord Chaitanya was inside, he remained awake the entire night chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very loudly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Not hearing Sri Chaitanya's chanting, because at a certain point he fell silent, Sarup Damodar entered. See, Govinda was a servant, so he was in Dasyabhav. He's a friend. He was not a friend exactly, but he was sent. He was a god brother, but he was sent there to serve Lord Chaitanya. So he was in Dasyabhav, a servant. So he has a line what he can do. He can massage the legs, bring the prasadam, guard the door. There's a certain line he can't cross. Inside that room, because he was outside the room, he stayed outside. Inside that room, there was all the deepest Madhurya Bhav going on, Madhurya Ras, Radharani, and great separation. So Lalita had access, Vishakha had access, Surab Damodar and Rai Ramananda, they could go inside. No one else was allowed in that room. It was like when Radharani's in Kunj, she's in the Kunj, and she's feeling separation. Only Lalita can go in, Vishakha and some Mandris. Others can't go in. A very select group can go in. Rupa Mandri, Rati Mandri, Lalita Vishakha. Surab Damodar went in. He didn't hear any chanting because Govinda ran, hey, listen. There's no chanting. It's totally silent. He was chanting for hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In great mood of separation. He was chanting in separation. That's how we're supposed to chant. Lord Chaitanya, he was Radha chanting in separation from Krishna. When we're chanting, we're Jiva separated from Radha and Krishna. Hare is Radha and Krishna is Krishna. Radha Raman. So we should also chant with great separation. And loudly. Then? Sir Damodar, not hearing, he entered the room. And he found all three doors of the house were locked, but the Lord had left. The door to that door was locked. And that door was locked. That's the second door. And the third door is the gate to the street. That was locked. When he came in, he was, Govinda went out, but he found, I guess maybe Sri Dhamma was staying somewhere nearby, right here. He found that door was locked, and that door was locked, and that, all locked, but Lord Chaitanya was gone. And then there's a longer story. Sayos called this the Great Escape. Because the rest of the story continues at Lion Gate. Then they found him. Or once they found him in the ocean. Now grinding the face. Staying awake all night in the Gambira and chanting Hare Krishna. Gauranga's mind was overwhelmed by spiritual ecstasy of separation from Krishna. He started rubbing his face on the stone walls. He's rubbing his face. Against the walls of the Gambira all night long, he made a peculiar sound. Hong, 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 hong. Which Sarup Damodar could hear through the door. Because no one dared enter it except him, because he was in his own ecstasies.
Going inside, he saw Lord Chaitanya's face was all bloodied and injured. And he asked him, "Why have you done this?" Mahaprabhu replied, "I was in so much anxiety that I could not stay in the room. I wanted to go out because it's a time for the rasa dance. I want to go out and join my sham and dance. But I couldn't find the door. So I kept hitting the four walls of my face. But still, I couldn't find a way out." The door is there. It's a small door, but you... So after this, the devotees decided that we cannot let Lord Chaitanya sleep alone in the room. And look what happened. He's all disfigured and cut. His whole cut, his teeth and his face. You rub your face against a stone wall, you're going to get cut. So they appointed Shankar Pandit. One Brahmin, Shankar Pandit, he was appointed to stay in the room with Lord Chaitanya. You stay there and make sure at least he doesn't do this. He may cry, he may roll on the floor, whatever, but don't cut yourself. He was appointed to protect the Lord by sleeping in the Gambira. Lying at Sri Chaitanya's feet, the Lord would place his legs on Shankara Pandit, who became known as the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. He became known as Garanga's Takia. Garanga's Takia. Nice thing. Because Lord Garanga would lie down, he would put his legs on the lap of Shankara Pandit, and Shankara Pandit would massage, and eventually Lord Chaitanya would fall asleep. And then if he was going to get up and do anything, then Shankara Pandit would wake up because his legs were on his. So if his legs went off, he would, "Hey, what's that?" He would get startled and wake up. And if he say, "Hey, sit down, no grinding your face." Once while massaging Lord Chaitanya's legs, it was actually quite regular that Shankara would always fall asleep and lie down. He was appointed the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. He was supposed to go in and serve Lord Chaitanya. So he'd rub his legs, but he was very tired. So after, it was late at night, while he was massaging his legs, he would fall asleep. This is a very tender scene. So then, Lord Chaitanya would take his own chadar and cover Shankar. So much love. Because Shankar Pandit, he fell asleep, so he may get cold. Lord Chaitanya would take his chadar and tuck him into sleep. As soon as that happened, Shankar would quickly wake up and resume massaging Lord Chaitanya's legs. Lord Chaitanya soon, "Well, that's it, the massage is over." The masseuse fell asleep. The malish wala, he fell asleep, so he may get cold, so now he's going to sleep the rest of the night, so I better put a chadar over him, and then go on to my own business ecstasies. But then he would wake up, excuse me, sorry. Sorry about that, I didn't mean to fall asleep. Start massaging his legs again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu neither left the Gambira nor rubbed his lotus face against the walls out of fear of Shankara Pandit. If I rub my face, he'll get angry with me. Or I can't leave because he's watching me. I can't escape. Constant guard, 24-hour watchdog. Watchdog service. Watchdog security. So he had a security service. They hired a security service for Lord Chaitanya. So these are some of the intense ecstatic pastimes that took place in the